vision boards, and I really love the different ways that I've learned how to do this to really create better success for you in hitting your goals and achieving the things that you want to achieve. And also just awareness over sometimes, a lot of the times we will overestimate what we can do in a year and underestimate what we can do in 5 years. And this is just a fun way, you know, you can use calendars for one step. And writing it down is the first step, making the plan, understanding what that plan looks like, and then really deciding what are the resources that you're going to need to get you there. If you have any questions, feel free to drop them below. And it's not a one size fits all for setting goals and setting vision for the future for yourself. Much of my vision boards that I've actually put together, I shared with you guys like a new feng shui. I've never done that before. This is the first time I'm doing that. And I've still had things happen on my boards that I didn't, that didn't actually happen in the year, but I, you know, kept the boards clearly. And crap, this is too much. And they happened maybe a little bit further down the road, like 3 years or maybe even just two, some of them closer to five. Maybe a few of them still haven't happened yet or haven't hit those 5 year marks, obviously. What do you use to, there's a question. Instead of boards, what do you use to onboard? There's also Saga, which is amazing, but the boards is really, really helpful. I'm excited for what we're doing with boards, the Facebook groups as well. Again, just like goal setting, there's, shoot, that's so cold. There are ways to, like, standards in setting goals, like setting SMART goals, having them be attainable, and setting deadlines, etc. That just clearly are the same across the board. But then there's ways like, okay, well, are you a visual person? Do you need alarms on your phones? Like, do you use the digital calendar? Do you do both? Do you have a planner? Is that how you do your vision board? Is it with calendars? Like, I saw that way and that was super cool of just writing down, and then you can move them. Like, you write the words separate of the goals that you want to hit. You set deadlines for it, and when you see a deadline and it's in front of your face, you're going to work harder to hit it. And you're also probably going to, you know, even if you put it off or whatever, you're going to work harder the closer that you get to the deadline. So if you're that kind of person looking for better systems, and you have the best, you're so sweet. Definitely a team thing. The Saga is for our team only. Oh, good heavens to Betsy. So, boards is a way for you to really put a ton of content planning, because much of the, and also some people are thinkers and some people are dreamers. And there are, because of that, because of the different ways that we learn, visual people, like, I need to see it and it has to be tangible, etc. Versus people that are the thinkers that really need to, I think I'm saying the opposite right. This is what you get when you multitask. It's not really a thing for many brains. So as you kind of approach as a dreamer, the steps kind of bog you down and make you feel like, oh, like you might not feel as confident in the steps, but you're way more confident in the visualization of what the end result is going to look like. So those are dreamers. You kind of like find yourself just getting lost in the what it could look like, what the end result is, the big picture, etc. Missing. also tends to be right brain thinkers, creative people. The steps are kind of left brain, obviously, analyticals. Much more about making the plan before taking the action. The doers are kind of like, we'll do it first and then adjust as we go along type people. Am I right? The shape that I have is not really giving. Okay. So to answer, I was going to scroll back up and ask, so I'm glad you're clarifying. Automated messages. Do you mean like... messages that can get scheduled out and be sent on your behalf? Or do you mean scripts that become automatic in your business because that's a part of the system? I really feel as though boards is the best way to do that. If that's your question. If it's the automated part. There's another one too, if you don't like the boards app. Oh, what is it called? Keyboard. Word. Word board. Word board. Word board is the other one. That makes me think of Word Party. The party's just begun. Yeah, I believe that's the other app for making scripts. I'll tell you the other ways that we've used it. In your comment on appreciate me showing up every day. Every dang day. I appreciate you, but I don't feel like I do, just so you know. Like, I have allowed a couple times that my stories aren't updated. And I'm just letting that happen. Knowingly, right? Okay. And it still means a lot. I'm not discounting the compliment that you're giving me. I appreciate that a lot. I just am also wanting it to be known that, you know, it's not the feeling that I have for myself. And although it might look like it from the outsider for other people, I think it's important to know how it feels from the personal side of things going through it, because I'm not alone in it. And I'm not the first, I'm not the last, I'm not alone. And other people have already gone through it before me, and it's helpful for me to hear how they have handled it. Oh, hello there. How they have handled it as well. You know, I just feel like, gotta be real. People need real, real, real reality, no matter how different our perspectives are. Oh, hello. The amount of people, two things. These stalkers with their software that like to watch me immediately. I know they don't all follow me. But then the amount of people that follow me without photos or anything, like they just click follow. For what? For what purpose? I don't understand it. Who from your team do you reach out to the most in tough times? What a question, Lindsay. You see, this is where I grieve a lot, because my person for a lot of the things that I would go through was Jesse Lee. It depends on what it is during tough times. I've got a lot of people that I love and cherish our friendship, but some of which have babies, and so I, you know, don't want to, like, I have a 2-year-old too, you know, like, I know what that's like. Don't always want to unload all that onto them, because you just don't know what's going on the other side of a text message. So it just depends on what it is. And do I reach out to people as often as I should? No. I'm trying to get better at that. If I'm being honest. So yeah, it's really, really helpful. I have a lot of incredible people who reach out to me, which I'm so grateful for. Oh, this is dark. There's a team behind every put together woman, okay? There's a whole team. Even when I put together, there's a whole team behind me. So don't ever feel like you have to do it by yourself. As a mom running a million-dollar business, I actually, we're not supposed to be single-parent households. That's not how we're supposed to run. It takes a village is a quote for a reason. It's genuinely how we function the best is together. So, and that's my soapbox on that. So what that looks like is, like, you know, hire, pay for people to do your laundry, as an example. Like, you can get it done. This palette makes me sad. You can get it done for, like, based on the weight of your laundry, which is super cool. So, very inexpensive. You don't have to pay someone to come in and fold it. They will take your dirty clothes and return them clean and folded for a fraction of the cost. You can pay a team, a company to come in and have multiple people clean your house. And it's less expensive that way. So that's super cool. All things to help your sanity. We have our house cleaned once a week now. We used to have it twice a week. You kind of go based on yourself. Sometimes we cut back when we're traveling more. Like, just outsourcing things that you don't have to do. Obviously, you want to be the person to put your kids to bed, you know, or taking turns doing so. So what does that part look like for you? What do you outsource as part of your team? What exactly do you mean by that? What team things don't I personally do? Depends on the day. Perfect. All right. I love you guys so much. I appreciate you. This is the... in the top, different shirt. You guys are the best. Oh my gosh. Hello, darling. How are you? Hi, the Courtney Shepherd. Hello, darling. You're calling me beautiful. Oh my gosh, I love you. You guys are the best. I appreciate you. I almost forgot the blush. You guys are the greatest of all time. Means so much hanging out with you. I think I got all of your questions. I believe. Oh no. Like your team of people to help you do both. You said house cleaning or laundry. Okay. Oh my. Yes, I haven't cleaned a toilet in I don't know how long, and I also hadn't done my. We started doing our laundry again too. It's very inexpensive though. It's just one of those things where we're like, oh, well, what could we cut? What cost could we cut? Where could we cut certain costs? Like we don't pay for, any, like even our subscriptions, they're just free through our, what's that called? Through T-Mobile. So some of those things are about to come up. We're not going to have them for a while. But that's that. We don't pay for those things. And so sometimes it's just fun to see where you can cut things out. Anyway, so we decided on that. It also just, you know, sometimes you're like, I could definitely live a little more below my lifestyle could be a little less than what it is. So we cut certain things.